Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak on the Saches Kinim, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Gimel. So, Lazo Achas. Let's say you have seven women had Kanim Stumos. So, the first woman had had one pair of birds, meaning two birds. Lazo Shtayim. The other woman had, next woman had two pairs of birds. Lazo Shalosh, Lazo Arba, Lazo Chamesh, Lazo Shesh, Lazo Sheva. So, you know, that each one had you had seven women, each one with a different number of birds, everywhere from one to a different number of pairs, from one to seven. Parach min harishon l'shniya. If a bird flew from the first pair to the second group of pairs, l'shlishis, and then a bird flew from the second to the third, l'revius, and from the third to the fourth, l'chamishis, from the fourth to the fifth, l'shishis, from the fifth to the sixth, l'shvius, from the sixth to the seventh, chazar, and then a bird went back down the line. A bird came from the seventh group to the sixth group, then to the sixth to the fifth, etc. Post-halacha b'halichaso, the halacha is, every time a bird leaves one group, it apostles one of the birds in each group that it came from and that it went to. Ve'echad b'chaziraso, and when, every time it comes back down the line, it likewise apostles a bird from the group it came from and a bird from the group it came to. And therefore, this is what you're going to have. Harishona v'ashaniya in lam klum. The first and the second groups have nothing left. Hashlishis yesh la'achas. The third group is going to have one bird that could still be one pair that could still be brought as a carbon. Harviyas yesh l'shtayim. The fourth group will have two pairs. Hachamishas yesh l'shalosh. The fifth group will have three pairs that could be brought as a carbon. Hashishas yesh l'arba. The sixth group has four pairs. Hashviyas yesh l'shesh. And the seventh group has six pairs that could be brought as a carbon. Parach v'chazar. If a bird flew back a second time up the line and down the line, posel echad b'alichaso ve'echad b'chaziraso. So again, apostles one each each time it transfers, one from where it came from and one from where it came to, and therefore now hashlishus arvius in them klum. You have nothing left that you could be makro from the third and fourth group. Hachamishus yesh la'achas, hashishus yesh la'shtayim, hashviyus yesh la'chamesh. The fifth group you could bring one pair. The sixth group you could bring two pairs, and the seventh group you could bring five pairs. Parach v'chazar. If it then continued to happen again, posel echad b'alichas v'echad b'chaziraso. So again, the same thing happens. Hachamishus hashishus in them klum, and that wipes out the fifth and the sixth. Hashviyus yesh la'arba. But there's still four pairs that you can bring in the seventh. V'yesh omrim hashvi is lov si deklum. But some say that the seventh group doesn't lose anything with this last round of flying around. And five in, you could still bring five. V'imparach mibein hamesos dekulam. That's where the bird that flew came from a group that had birds that you're allowed to be makriv. Then we say the bird that flies in and out will passel some of the birds of each group. But if a bird came from things that are mesos, mibena mesos, from birds that have to be left to die, into any one of these groups of birds, hare kulam yamusu, then all of the birds in all of the groups have to be left to die. You can't bring a single carbon, because any carbon might be the one that was the mesa, that was the one that was supposed to be left to die. Mishnah Dalet. So now we're going to move into kan mefureshes, the concept of not a kan stuma, where you don't know which bird is the chatas, which is the ola, but a kan mefureshes, where one is clearly designated as a chatas and one is clearly designated as an ola. Kan stuma of a kan mefureshes. Let's say one kan stuma and one kan mefureshes. Parach min hastuma mefureshes, and a bird flies from the kan stuma to the kan mefureshes. Yikach zug l'sheni. So the you got to take a new partner for the kan stuma that lost its other bird. Chazar, if one of the birds from the larger group from the kan mefureshes with the one bird of the kan stuma that flew into it, if it comes back, o shaparach min mefureshes rishon, or a bird came from the kan mefureshes initially into the kan stuma, hare kulan yumusu, then all of them have to be left to die, because it might be a chatas already. It might be an ola already, and there's no way to bring it misafek, because if you bring the dam of an ola below the chutasikra, it's pasul. If you bring the dam of a chatas above the chutasikra, it is going to be pasul. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. We spoke about seven women that each had a corresponding number of kan stumas, and we discussed that, and we just applied the rule that if a bird flies from one group to the next group, it postulates one from where it came and one from where it went to, and we just did the math on going up and down the line. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you have a kan stoma and a kan mefreshes, and a bird flies from the stoma to the mefreshes, so you could still handle the other bird that's in the stoma and just bring a new partner for it. But if a bird goes in the other direction, from the mefreshes to the stoma, then you're in trouble, because it might be a chatas already, it might be an ola already, and therefore you're stuck. There's nothing you're going to be able to do with it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey.